Hi there, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep, and I heard an interesting quote the other day from author and researcher Brené Brown, and she said that empathy is not feeling for somebody, it is feeling with them. So do you have someone in your life, maybe a family member or a friend, who is going through a hard time right now? Maybe an addiction or an illness or a financial crisis. And it can be really easy to feel deeply bad and hurt for what they're going through. But how can we feel with them in a way that supports them and also doesn't make us vulnerable to harm? So the key is in compassion, says Brown, and she defines it as a deeply held belief that we're inextricably connected to each other by something rooted in love and goodness. And because we're all children of God, we're linked together spiritually and through the light of Christ. So no matter what religion we are or where we come from, that light inspires us to move to action. Empathy, as Brown says, can bring our compassion alive, and it can move us to do things for other people, and it can communicate deep love for people so that they know they're not alone. So some healthy ways to comfort someone are to listen to them with an open heart, to pray for them, to send them articles, videos, or resources that can provide added insight or comfort. Or you can physically offer to help them based on your own means and availability without compromising your safety and emotional well-being. Because sometimes being too empathetic and compassionate can actually be enabling in a bad way for the other person, and they won't be able to get the actual help that they need. So, for example, if they are an addict or if they're exhibiting harmful behavior to themselves and to others, you want to be aware of how to keep yourself safe in the situation while still communicating love for them. And in order to be more empathetic and compassionate, Brown suggests that people need to do three things to protect themselves and ultimately to help the other person in need. So number one, she says we need to set boundaries. Some of the most empathetic people I know, she says, are the most boundaried people. So if you've comforted or reached out to someone in need and they misbehave or they mistreat you or take advantage of you, you have the absolute right and power to tell them that their behavior is not acceptable to you and that you have to distance yourself from them if they continue to do that. And this shows respect and love for yourself and for the other person, and it helps you to stay genuine in your care and outreach for them. So according to an LDS clinical social worker, Carrie Ann Dyer, you can best set boundaries by first stating your preference to the other person of what is acceptable and unacceptable behavior, tell them the truth about what you feel, and define the consequences if your boundaries are breached by them. And ultimately, you might have to remove yourself from the situation or the relationship if it gets too harmful for you. Tip number two from Brown, she says to maintain your integrity through the boundaries that you set and how you treat people. Don't compromise your values or your spirituality or the principles that you have just to help someone else. You need to stay true to yourself through that. And tip number three, she says to think generously of others. Assume that they are doing the best they can. My mom would say, her famous quote is, assume nobility of intent. Because you may never know if they really are doing the best they can, but if you at least assume it, you will think better of them, you'll expect the best for them, and feel more at peace with yourself. Brown says that this is actually an inherently selfish act because the first life you change when you think generously of others is actually your own. So for more information on how to set boundaries in a relationship, check out the Mormon Channel blog for a recent post on that topic at mormonchannel.org. And we're going to close today with a quote from former LDS President Gordon B. Hinckley. And he said, "Everyone needs a friend to whom you can constantly turn, who will walk beside you, who will answer your questions, and who will understand your problems." So definitely be that friend for someone, but be sure to define and set boundaries so that you can keep yourself safe in those situations. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.